Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of kaiom.org, the next program is Yoga, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Vibhuti, presented by Sri Ramakrishna. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Shri Gurubhyo Namah. Hari Om. Om Sahanavatu, Sahanobhunaktu, Sahabhiryankaravavahi, Tejasvinamadhi tamastumavikvishavahi. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Deshvandaschittasya dharana, tatta pratyekatanata dhyanam, tadevartamatra nirbhasam surupashunyamiva samadhihi. Trayam yekatra sanyamah, tadjayat prajnyalokah, tasya bhumishu viniyogah, trayam mantrangam purvebhyah, tadapi vairangam nirbijasya, vyutthane nirodha samskarayo, aviva pradurubhavo nirodakshayan, nirodakshana chittanvayo, nirodha parinamah, tasya prashantavahita samskarat, sarvatsai kagratayo, kshayodayo, chittasya samadhi parinamah, shantodito tulya pratyo, chittasya kagrata parinamah, etena bhutendreshu dharma dakshanavastha parinama vyakshyata, tatha avastha parinamah, the same way avastha parinamah, tatra nirodakshaneshu, nirodha samskaraha, Balavanto bhavati durbalaha vitsana samskaraha iti yesha dharmanam avastha parinamaha. What is avastha parinama? Avastha is state of that mind. When the mind is in the hold of nirodha samskara, then the nirodha samskaras are stronger and the vitsana samskara, the samsara samskara, they are weaker. So, stronger in one hold and weaker on the other hand is what is the state of that mind. If the mind is involved in samsara, then vitsana samskara will be stronger and the samadhi samskara, nirodha samskara will be weaker. So, that is the avastha, state of that mind. Dharmanam avastha parinama, this is what is the dharmas avastha parinama, tatra dharmino dharma parinama. Tatra dhaimino dharmihi parinamaha. Dharmanam lakshanaihi parinamaha. Lakshananam api avastabihi parinamaha iti. That is, the dharmis for the dharmis, the dharmi, the mind, the chitta, dharmas are the transformation. That is dharma parinamaha. And for the dharmas, lakshanas are the transformation. That is lakshana parinamaha. Period, time period for the mind exists. For this mind, there are three dharmas. Are two dharmas, the nirodha dharma and the samskara vitsana dharma. So, for the mind, there are two dharmas, nirodha and vitsana. Now, for these nirodha and vitsana, you have three lakshanas, past, present and future, bhuta, bhavishya and vartamana. These are lakshana parinamas, kala, the periods defined by the time. And for that lakshana, for this period, again we have avastha parinama, the control over which it has. For the period, avastha. For the mind, there is dharma. For the dharma, there is lakshana. For the lakshana, there is avastha parinama. These are the transformations. Evam dharma lakshana avastha parinamaihi shunyam na kshanamabhi gunavrittam avatishthate chalancha gunavrittam. When the mind is not in the hold of dharma lakshana or avastha parinama, when the mind is not in hold of any of these parinamas, then any of these transformations, then shunyam. Avastha parinamaihi shunyam means not in the hold of, they don't exist. Then, nakshanamabhi gunavrittam avatishtate, the mind cannot exist even for a second. Because, chalancha gunavrittam, the nature of the mind is chanchalam. Therefore, gunasya, the mind, the nature of the guna is chanchalam. Because, gunasvabhavyantu pravritti karanam uktam gunanamiti. Because the nature of the gunas are the cause for the pravritti, cause for the things to function. therefore etena bhuteendriyeshu dharmi dharmi bhedat trividah parinamo veditavya. Therefore in the bhutas and the indriyas we have to understand, because of the dharmi and dharma, the three different transformations, dharma lakshana and avastha parinamas. Paramatatah tu eka eva parinaha, but this is for explaining. See, first, until now we try to break our head to understand this dharma lakshana avastha parinamas. Now after explaining all that, he says paramarthastu ekeva parinama, but in reality there is only one transformation. What is that? Dharmi swarupa matro hi dharmah, dharmi vikriyevesha dharma dwara prapanchate iti. In reality there is only one transformation. What is that? Dharmi swarupa matro hi dharmah, the nature of the dharma is the transformation of the dharmi. Whatever the mind's nature is, the nature of the thought function in that mind. The mind, if it is Nirodha Sanskara Yukta, there is the thought function, the Nirodha Sanskara, which makes the mind Nirodha Sanskara. Because the mind takes to the form which it is grasping, which it is meditating, which is it involved with. So, when there is a Sanskara of Nyutchana, Samsara, then the mind is Samsara Yukta. When there is a thought function, Vritti of a Nirodha, then the mind is Nirodha. Therefore, dharmi vikriya eva esha dharma dwara prapanchata iti, because the transformation of the dharmi mind is what is seen through the transformation of dharma. The mind transforms because of the dharma. The transformation happens because of the mind, because it is seen in the mind. Therefore, tatra dharmasya dharmini vartamanasya eva advasu adita anagata vartamaneshu bhavanyatvam bhavati. And dharmasya dharmini, that transformations which happen in the dharma, because of which the mind transforms, that also we saw it happens. The dharmas transform in three periods of time. Now that also, see, we saw dharma lakshana avastha, three parinamas, three transformations. The dharma parinama is with the dharmi and the dharma. The lakshana parinama is with the dharma. So, with the dharmi and dharma, the first transformation we saw. That is, there is no duality. Dharma becomes dharmi and dharmi becomes dharma, therefore. And the second transformation is of dharma. And for that dharma, lakshana parinama which we saw is three periods of time. Now, that three periods of time also does not exist for dharma. Atita, anagata, vartamana. Past, present and future. Atita, vartamana, anagata. These three transformations also don't exist. Why? Only present exists. The truth is, only present exists. When you compare it with present, something becomes past and something becomes future. Therefore, na dravyana tattvam yatha suvarnama. So, vartamanasi eva advasya atita anagata vartamaneshu bhavanyatvam bhavati. The vartamanadi, present only, takes a new form to present itself as a future or past. Bhavanyatvam natu dravya anyata. It is not a new stage, it is not a new substance. It is a new form of the same substance. It is not a new substance, it is a new form of the same substance. Like, yatha suvarna bhajanasya vitva anyatha kriyamanasya bhava anyatatvam bhavati na suvarna anyatatvam iti. Like, there is this gold, there is this gold ornament, ring. Now, I melt this ring and I make it as a chain. Now, there is no transformation happening in the gold. The transformations happen in the form. Therefore, in the same way, here also, the nature, the three kalas, the three dharmas, past, present and future, all are passed in different form. The time does not change. There is no transformation in the time. The substance does not change. Kala is vartamana only. When you compare it with vartamana, this kala becomes past or future. That's all. Vartamana is present. When you compare it with, there is two different other stages, you see, as though it exists. Therefore, apraha, when you say it like that, then some people say, wait, dharma ധർമാണ് അഭ്യതിക ധർമ്മി ധർമ്മ ധർമാണ ധർമ്മ അണഭ്യതിക ധർമ്മി പൂർവതത്വ അണതിക്രമാത് പൂർവ അപര അവസ്ഥാഭേദം അനുപതിത കൗടസ്ഥ്യേന വിപരിവർത്തേത യദി അന്വയി സ്യാത് ഇതി. നൗ സം പീപ്പിൾ സേ ധർമ്മ അണഭ്യതിക ധർമ്മി. ധർമ്മ ഇസ് നോട്ട് അണഭ്യതിക. അണഭ്യതിക മീൻസ് നോൺ ഡിഫറെന്റ് അഭിന്ന. ധർമ്മ ഇസ് നോട്ട് ഡിഫറെന്റ് ഫ്രം ധർമ്മി, മീനിങ് ധർമ്മ ഇസ് സെയിം അസ് ധർമ്മി. ദാറ്റ് ധർമ്മ നേച്ചർ ഇസ് സെയിം അസ് ദാറ്റ് നേച്ചർ വേർ ദി നേച്ചർ എക്സിസ്റ്റ്. ചിത്ത ട്രാൻസ്ഫോർമേഷൻസ് വാട്ട് എവർ വി സീ നിരോധ ആൻഡ് വിച്ഛാന ദേ ആർ നോട്ട് ഡിഫറെന്റ് ഫ്രം ദി ചിത്ത ഇറ്റ്സെൽഫ് ബിക്കോസ് ഇറ്റ്സ് നേച്ചർ ഓഫ് ചിത്ത. Therefore, like we'll see, Shakti. Shakti is not different from the person who holds the Shakti, the energy, the power. Power is not different from the person who holds the power, Shaktiman. Shakti and Shaktiman are not different. In the same way, here also, Dharma, Anabhyadika, Dharmi. Dharma and Dharmi are not different. Purva Tattva, Anatikrama, because they don't cross their limit. Whatever pratirupa they exist in the same pratirupa they exist in the other state also. Therefore purva para avasthayaha bhedam anupatitah falling in the purva apara avastha abhedam avastha bhedam meaning previously purva and apara. Previously there was one system and now there is another system and avastha that state previous state which is vichana now it may be another state which is samadhi nirodha anupatita in that it falls. Therefore kautasthyena kautasthyena means kautasthyena nirvikara nityatvena kutastha that which does not change. Kutastha means kutavata sthita iti kutastha. Anvil the anvil on which you keep some iron or some object and you start hammering. Now, the object which you keep on the anvil, that transforms, that changes its shape, not the anvil. Nothing happens to the anvil, the base, the substratum on which you keep and start hitting the, hammering the object. So, like that, this one thing which does not change, this dharmi, this chitta does not change, it is same. Viparivartate, viparivartate means, it, by giving up the the transformations, it exists as the kutastha only. Chitta becomes, it doesn't involve itself with the transformations. Purusha sarupa. Iti yadi anvayi syat iti. Because if everyone accepts in the same way that all the dharmas are same. If you accept in that way, then it is what is the thing. I am adosha. This is not wrong. Because kasmat ekantata anabhyagamat തദേതത് ത്രൈലോക്യം വ്യക്തൈഹ അപൈതി ഏകാന്തത അനഭ്യഗമാത് ബിക്കോസ് ഏകാന്ത നിത്യം ദൃശ്യദ്രവ്യം. ഇൻ ദിസ് വേ വി ഡോണ്ട് അണ്ടർസ്റ്റാൻഡ് വി ഡോണ്ട് അക്സെപ്റ്റ് ഇൻ ആർ സിസ്റ്റം ഏകാന്ത ഏകാന്ത നിത്യം വിത്ത് ദി കൂട്ടസ്ഥ ഇസ് വൺ ആൻഡ് നോൺ ഡ്യുവൽ. ഇൻ ദിസ് വേ വി ഡോണ്ട് അക്സെപ്റ്റ് കൂട്ടസ്ഥ ഇസ് വൺ ആൻഡ് നോൺ ഡ്യുവൽ. ഇൻ ദിസ് വേ വി ഡോണ്ട് അക്സെപ്റ്റ് ദാറ്റ്ഫോർ ത്രൈലോക്യം വ്യക്തൈ അപൈതി കസ്മാത് തദേതത് ത്രൈലോക്യം വ്യക്തൈ അപൈതി. ദിസ് ത്രൈലോക്യം ഓൾ ദി ത്രീ ലോകാസ് ത്രീ വേൾഡ്സ് വ്യക്തൈ വ്യക്തൈ മീൻസ് കമ്മിങ് ഇൻ ടു എക്സിസ്റ്റൻസ്. വ്യക്ത ഇസ് ദാറ്റ് വിച്ച് കംസ് ഇൻ ടു എക്സിസ്റ്റൻസ്. അവ്യക്ത ഇസ് ദാറ്റ് വിച്ച് ഹസ് നോട്ട് കം ഇൻ ടു എക്സിസ്റ്റൻസ്. സോ വ്യക്തൈ അപൈതി ഇറ്റ് ടേക്സ് ഇറ്റ് എൻഗൾസ് ഇറ്റ് ഇസ് ഓൾ പെർവേഡിംഗ് ഇൻ ഓൾ ദി ത്രീ ലോകാസ്. കസ്മാത് വൈ നിത്യത്വ പ്രതിഷേധാത് അപേതം അപി അസ്തി നിവ വിനാശ പ്രതിഷേധാത്. സോ നിത്യത്വം നിത്യത്വ പ്രതിഷേധാത് ബിക്കോസ് വി ഹാവ് നെഗേറ്റഡ് ഇറ്റ് ടു ബി നിത്യ ആൻഡ് നിത്യത്വ പ്രതിഷേധാത് സിൻസ് വി ഹാവ് നെഗേറ്റഡ് ഇറ്റ്സ് നിത്യ ദാറ്റ് ഇസ് ദയർ അപേതം അപി അസ്തി ഇറ്റ് ടേക്സ് ഓൺ ടു ദാറ്റ് ഇറ്റ് ഗിവ്സ് അപ് ദി ഓൾഡ് സിസ്റ്റം ആൻഡ് ഇറ്റ് ഇസ് all pervading api asti vinasha pratishedat samsarga chasya sokshmyam vinasha pratishedat it is the vinasha the destruction is negated therefore it is apetam it is all pervading also and സംസർഗശ്ച അസ്യ സൗക്ഷ്മം ആൻഡ് ദി റിലേഷൻഷിപ്പ് വിത്ത് ഓൾ ദി തിങ് ദി സ്റ്റേറ്റ് ഇൻ വിച്ച് ഇറ്റ് എക്സിസ്റ്റ് ഇസ് ബിക്കോസ് ഇറ്റ് ഇസ് സൂക്ഷ്മ ഇറ്റ് ഇസ് വെരി സട്ടിൽ സൗക്ഷ്മ്യാച്ച അനുപലബ്ധിഹി ഇതി ആൻഡ് സിൻസ് ഇറ്റ് ഇസ് സൂക്ഷ്മ ഇറ്റ് ഇസ് വെരി സട്ടിൽ യു ആർ നോട്ട് ഏബിൾ ടു ഡിഫറൻഷിയേറ്റ് ബിക്കോസ് വി സോ ഇൻ സാംഖ്യ Because of these eight reasons, though this thing exists, you will not be able to see if it is far, if it is close, if it is mixed with the same elements, things like that. So if your sense organs don't function, now what is the reason you give here? It is exists, but you don't see it. Because it is very sukshma subtle. Lakshana parinamo dharmo advasu vartamano atita atita lakshana yuktaha anagata vartamana abhyam lakshana abhyam aviyuktaha tatha anagato anagata lakshana yuktaha vartamana atita abhyam lakshana nam aviyuktaha tatha vartamano vartamana lakshana yuktaha atita anagata abhyam lakshana abhyam aviyukta iti. In lakshana parinama also, in lakshana parinama, lakshana parinama is lakshana is kala, time period, in that also dharmasu advasu vartamanah, the present exists in that present state, or if the mind exists in that lakshana parinama, if that dharma exists in that lakshana parinama, if it is related to the atita past, then the mind is related to that past lakshana. Atita lakshana yuktaha, the mind is in that past state, and though it is in that state of past, it is related to the future and the present. If it is in the present, it is related to the past and the future. If it is related with this future, then it is related with the past and the present also. All three periods of time the mind is related to at any point. Yatha purusha, how can you say that it is like this? Yatha purusha ekasyam striyam rakto na sheshashu virakto bhavati. Like if the mind is involved in one period of time, it does not give up its relationship with the other period of time. It is like this. This man, he is interested in this one woman. It does not mean he has gained dispassion over the other woman. It is not like that. Now at present he is involved with this one. It is not that he hates other. He is not involved with them. Now that's all. So in the same way, the mind is involved in this chana, this dharma is involved at that point of time with this time. So it is not, therefore it does not have any relationship. It's not like that. It has the relationship with others also.